Okay, Abayisai, we're going to start now, Perek Yud. And like I said yesterday, there's a lot of secular information on Malka Shva, Queen of Sheba. I'm sure many have heard that quoted, but that comes from Goyish places. And most of it is very unreliable. Sometimes it's a quote from a medrash. Usually, even when it is, it's distorted. When I was a kid, there was even a Jewish publication that had, you know, stories from Novi in it. And when it came to Malkus Shva, it was Pachat Pchodim, by the way they described the whole thing from beginning to end. So really, there's two approaches to understand what went on here. There's two approaches. If we read the psukim, the first couple of psukim in the perek, it says, Malcha shvo shomas ashema shloimai. Vatovoi l'nasoisei b'chidush. She came to test him. She came to test Shloim HaMelech. Doesn't say exactly what the test was, but she came to test him out. So I want to make a diuk right away. It says in the Pasuk, Malcha Shva Shomas Hashem HaShloimoi L'Shem HaShem. What's the L'Shem HaShem? It should say, Malcha Shva Shomas Hashem HaShloimoi V'Tovei L'Nasoi S'Bechides. What's the L'Shem HaShem? How does that fit? Pasuk says, V'Tovei Yerushalayim. She came to Yerushalayim with tremendous amount of glory, b'chel kovod moed, gemalim, somim, zov, rav moed, even yikora. She came with a tremendous amount of wealth. It says in her day, like similar to Malchus Shloima, gold was like nothing; didn't mean anything. And it says v'atova yol Shloima v'atedaber elo v'iskol asher hoyo im levova. She told him whatever was in her heart. Now it says, talks about her aspilus. Okay? How impressed she was by Shloim HaMelech. And the pasuk says like this. So the strange thing is like this. Shloim HaMelech revealed to her tremendous secrets. Okay? Tremendous secrets. It says in the Pasuk, Lo yhoyo devor nelom in HaMelech shelo yigidlo. And you're talking about HaMelech Shloimai. Melech Mikol, he was Chocham Mikol Adam. The wisest man of all times. So much so that the Achroinim have a problem when the Rambam brings down that Melech HaMashiach, he's going to be a Chocham Godel Yoyser Mishloimai. So the Achronim ask on the Rambam, how could the Rambam write that there's going to be anybody of any time that will be smarter than Shlomo HaMelech? When the Pasuk says that there was nobody like him before him or after. As I freck the Welt. So when I was a young boy, I heard from my Rebbe, my Cheder Rebbe, Rebbe Nechemya Bekel, a teretz b'shem Rebbe Zalman Meltzer. That Rebbe Zalman said that the Rambam fits with his own Shita. Because the Rambam says, "Kol anevim asidim libotel," except for Megillas Esther. Right? The Rambam writes that the Nevi'im lost at Lovi are going to be botel. The Sifrei Hanevi'im. And in different shiurim I've given in Tanakh, here in Yeshiva, I'm sure the Olam, some of you remember, that's we explained that Shver Rambam. Because the Ravid screams on the Rambam. What, there's going to be a part of Torah that's going to be botel? The Ravid says, Chas v'shalom, even ois achas. But the Loshon HaRambam is, Kol HaNeviim HaSidim LiBotel, except for Megillas Esther. So, how do we answer the Rambam? Some of you, I'm sure, remember. The Gemara says in Tainus, Lekomidi, there isn't anything that's written in Novi, Nevi, Uksuvi, the Loi Remizi Boireise. There's nothing written in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim that's not already pre-hinted to in the Torah. Vosmeintis, what does that mean? There's another difficult Gemara, which I should share with you. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Chav Beis, El Molei Chotu Yisrael, if the Yidden wouldn't have done a chet, then we wouldn't have had all the Nevi'im. We wouldn't have had all of Tanakh. Right now, I'd be learning something else with you. As I state in the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dorim, if the Jews would have not done a chet, as I state in the Gemara. That sounds like from the Gemara, Choyte Nisker. It sounds like, you know what, it's good to do Averes. I'm very happy we have the Chof Dalet Tzvah. I can't even imagine what my life would be like without the Chof Dalet Tzvah. Just have Chamishachum Zeter at the end of Yeshua. It's over. What happened to Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Achronim? We used to in Yeshiva even learn Nevi'im Achronim. I'm sure you guys learn on your own the Nevi'im Achronim. Now, I said the Pshat is different. The Pshat is, Il Moe Chotu Yisrael, we would have been able to see in the Chumash and Chamishachum Shetara all the Ramazim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Then we did a chet, so it got locked up. We don't see anymore to what we would have seen. Right? Because everything is in there. Everything's in the Torah. And that's what the Gemara is saying in Titus. And that's probably Pshat L'Rambam. Los in lovo you molo oretz deyos Hashem kamayim layam chasim. So we'll see the Nevi'im already in the Chamishachum Sheitera. That's what the Rambam means. Nachas v'shom, it's going to be bought. Adrab, be miskayim, but in a different way. This is as I state now. So the explanation our Rabbi Zalman said, when it says, kumoyu lo yiyye, that's as long as this sefer is in existence. But lo sed lovoi, kol anavim ha-sidim li botl, so Melech HaMashiach will be able to be a Chacham Gadol Yosef Mishlam. But you can imagine Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom. Kamoyu lohoya, v'achrav lohoya kamoyu. Unbelievable wisdom, right? And he told this Malchus Sheva, he told her everything. He told her, he uncovered all the Chachmas. So if you were her, you wouldn't be mispoiled. You wouldn't be mispoiled. But look what the Pasuk says. She was very impressed. But you know from what? First it says, she saw all his chachma. Then she saw Habayis Ashabana, his beautiful palace. Umachal Shulchani, now we're getting to the recipes. She saw the food. Kolneri. Moishav Avodov, Umaymad Mishosov. She saw his servants and the way they were sitting and their beautiful clothing, Umashokov and his drinks. The liquor was gewaldic. She ran out of wind. She couldn't believe it. She was just going crazy. I have to tell you. The first time I went to Rav Eliashiv, to his house. When I was a bach in Eretz Yisrael, I didn't go to his house. I used to go to the where he taught. But after I got married, I went to Eretz Yisrael. I used to go to his house. The first time I went to his house, I was sitting, when you went to Rav Eliashiv's house, you go in, there's a little Meir Shorim entry there. You go in. It's mamish a havel. A hole in the wall. It's not mamish, it's a hole in the wall. There's a hole in the wall, you go in. It's a hole in the wall. Then you go up some steps, you go to his tira. There's a little porch, like an outdoor porch. Then you go in, there's like a tunnel. Mamish a tunnel. A tunnel. Right, I cannot have to bend down when I go. You know, that's how low the ceiling was. With Sfarim, lined on the sides. And then you go into his room, the beautiful, what they call in Eretz Yisrael, the salon. That's the beautiful living room. So the beautiful living room has a bed. So if I crook on a table. That's what. But I will tell you like this, and I'm not being magazim to you, I'm not exaggerating. When you walk in there, while you're waiting to go in, you're like, I'm Fota Americana, right? I'm Fota Americana. I'm an American guy. I'm a Yankee. To me, HaGadol B'Yisrael should be live like the Satmar Rebbe. Beautiful chair. You went to Sam Rebbe's house, no havel. I was by Sam Rebbe's house, the Rebbe Yoel. That was no havel. That was a palace. And when you went in there, you felt like kach noy v'kach yo. That's the way it should be. Rebbe Yoel, we sat by Malach Hashem. My Moshe's a big chosid of Rebbe Yoel. So Lamaisa, Rebbe Yoel, you went into Rebbe Yashiv, you were like I said, I felt like, I almost have to say, it's past next. It's past next. I'll come back to my shul, I'll make an appeal. I'll raise $100,000 in five minutes. I got up and I said, Rabbi Yisai, come on, Avas Yitzchok, we're doing remodeling for Rebbe Yashiv's house. I can, on the spot, right now, now if I would say Rebbe Yashiv's going to come back, I could say, right now on the spot, I could raise $100,000. Let's just remodel it. Let's spruce it up a little bit. Spruce it up. Put some marble flooring in the living room, some nice furniture in the salon. Maybe raise the ceiling a little bit in the tunnel. Couple of wood swarm shanks. Take from my swarm room by me. Givaldik! The second you go into Rebbe Yashiv and you see him, you forget about everything. Forget about everything. The Chavol Yashiv. You forget about the tunnel and the havel and the this and what it looks like. It's a Chavol Yashiv. Chavol Yashiv takes up the room. It's Chavol Yashiv. Finished. It's over. Then all the thoughts that I had, by the time I left, all my remodeling ideas fell out. While I was waiting outside to go in for those 2 minutes, and I'm a shtickle architect type cop. Me and Yezid are very close. So I was thinking of all kinds of ideas already. I'm going to make the place. This is going to be one apartment in Meir Sharm that's going to have an American flavor. Zayin Geshmak. By the time I left, I wasn't thinking about it anymore. It's foolish. Why? Because when you're hit with the truth, you forget about everything else. Forget about it. Naresh, who's thinking about that? Meshugin Kapagai. And that's the way it always is in life. When there's an overwhelming feeling of something higher, you forget about the stupidities. Forget about the stupidities. Yeah? When somebody's going into the hospital for open heart surgery, the person's not looking at themselves and going, oh, look at my gown. I'm such a... It's a bizoyan. Because you're on a different place. You're a different planet. Then you're in a serious moment in life. Right? That's the way it is. So Malka Shiva comes in to Shlomo HaMelech. She herself had all the wealth and all everything she had. Gold was nothing to her. Silver was nothing to her. Diamonds were nothing. She was fabulously wealthy. She comes into Shlomo HaMelech. Right? So the Pasuk starts saying, and he told her all the Chachma and everything. The Pasuk says, but then she saw his clothing, his food, the culinary, the ribs were gewaldic, the china, his servants, their clothing. That's what she's impressed with. And then the pasuk says, and she ran out of air. She was just going crazy. Wow, this is unusual. This is amazing. What's going on here is amazing. What in the world is going on? Why does the Pasuk even bring these things down? She saw the food. The food. So what food? Go to a restaurant, you see food. By Shlomo HaMelech. The whole thing is a one big pillar. So years ago, I saw Gewaldige Pshat from the Alter and the Valdik, which ties into what I told you when we started Sefer Yeshua. I'm sure you'll remember it's on your fingertips. When the Medrash Rabba brings down, what is Navi considered? The learning of Navi. So the Medrash says a Talmud Chochem without Navi is like a kala without her crown. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Vayiten el Moshe kechaloisay ledaber itoy. Say Chazal, this is talking about Tanakh, and Tanakh is like the crown of the kala for the Talmud Chochem. So we asked Akasha when we were learning Sefer Yeshua. I said, I understand. A crown? That's a crown? Tanakh is part of the Torah. It's not a decoration. Sounds like it's a decoration. So the pshat that I shared with you was like this. The emes is that there's a big difference between a kala and stam a woman, or a chosan and stam a man. What's the difference? In a sense, the way the kala looks is very, very important to the level that it's not a kala if she doesn't look like a kala. Imagine you went to a chasana and the kala forgot to bring her gown. So the kala was wearing an old shmata. Mamash a shmata, a black shmata. Yeah? She had a turban on her head. She didn't have, she forgot her veil and everything. Nothing was there. She wasn't no makeup garnished. So they took a table from the tablecloth. They took a shmata. They wrapped it around her head. So she had that on her head. She had a black sack. She's wearing a black sack. Once you get that zaytzum chub, you cancel the chasana. The shikha kala. Because part of the kala is how she presents herself. She's a queen. She's a queen at the moment. And a kala without a gown, it's not like stama lady comes to chasana, she's not stressed. Well, okay, it's not good. It's a bidiyevet, but you can come to the chasana. Shnor has also come to the chasana asking for money. Okay, so people by the chasna, they don't like to have schnorrers coming in, bothering them while they're eating. But that's our problem. That's our problem. That we look at it that way. But the kala, if the kala doesn't have a gown, if a guy came to me the day of his chasna, he said, Rav, I have a problem, I have a daughter, she's supposed to go to the chuppah tonight, but kada, she's missing all her clothing. So the only thing she has is a shmata, and she'll wear a shmata on her head, nobody could make her up. This is the way she's going to go to the chuppah. Say, cancel the chasana. Make it in a week, make it in a month. It's grounds to cancel the chasana. Zakala has to, that's the way, that's a kala. Dozon chazal. The Nevi'im came and they will madrich us how to live our life. We learn much of our midas and our hanhogas, we learn from the Nevi'im. Chazal tells the Talmud Chacham Shein by Derech Eretz, Nevela Toivim. Talmud Chacham without Derech Eretz, Nevela is better than him. Because the Torah has to create a different presentation of a person. Torah makes us into a different person. We're supposed to present differently. We're supposed to be looked upon. This is a different type of person. And therefore, if you don't have Tanakh, if you don't have the Hadroch of the Nevi'im, you're like a kala without a gown. You're like a kala without a veil. It's not trying to understate Tanakh. It's overstating Tanakh. That's how important it is. Because we as Klal Yisrael have to present ourselves in a different oifen. For lack of a better word, we'll call it classy. A kala on Yom Kippur is allowed to wash her face. On Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's the essence of what a kala is. She has to look different. She's a kala. So we, Klal Yisrael, have to look different. We can't be like the people around us. Our sprach, our language, the way we do business, the way we talk to people, has to be different. And if we don't, we're missing the boat. It's a kala without the malbush. Doesn't work. That's the point. That's the lesson. Says the Alter from the Valdik, the opposite. Malchus Shiva, she's seen it all. She was fabulously wealthy. She had all the money you could possibly want. In her hometown, she had gold and diamonds and everything like nothing on the streets. She saw all of that. And what she saw in her hometown was that the more indulgence there was, the more gashmius there was, the more people were like behemoths. The drinks made people into drunkards. And the food made them into, like we learned in the Gemara today in the 11th grade, we were learning Bekis, eating like bears. The Parsim, Shoichlim Kedoiv, and the Savolim Basra Kedoiv. She's seen all the wealth. In fact, she had a Persian background. Malka Shiva. So she saw all those bears, pressing. But all of a sudden she came to a king and she sees that the Chochma impacts Macholoi, Mashkoi, Moshe Avodov, Shulchanoi. She sees a whole different presentation. That's what affected her. What affected her was how Shlomo HaMelech's Chochma was integrated into simple things. It was an uplifting experience to sit by his table. That's what affected him. And that's the job of a Jew. The job of a Jew is to take all of his Chochma and everything that he learns, and it should affect how he presents himself. A Ben Torah presents himself different. A person who learned in a yeshiva is a different person. And people at work go, wow, it's a different person. That's a different person. It's a classier person. And that's why the Novi dedicated all these psukim to tell us Malchus Shavar impression of Shlomo HaMelech. It's a lesson for us what we're supposed to do with our Chochma Shlomo. Our Chochma Shlomo has to make our presentation to such a level that when people look at Macholoi, Malbushoi, Mashkeyu, Sorov, Avod, they see something different. And that's what's being learned over here.